air detection limit. Now for air particles, to collect particulate matter, we've already mentioned the cyclone eluturator way back when. Some other standard methods are the high-vol sampler, high-volume sampler, or the cascade impactor. These guys will give total suspended particulates, TSP, and the fractions thereof, such as PM10 or PM2.5. We can also speciate these by actually collecting the fractions on the high-vol sampler and then sending them off to an analysis lab, which will analyse for the metals that are present in these different fractions. So with the high-vol sampler then, the volume of air is large per hour, 75 metres cubed per hour. The diameter of the filter membrane that's been used to collect the particles is large. So compared to our first experimental prac where you guys used little tiny membrane filters, in this case here our quartz filter membrane is 25 centimetres diameter. So based on the fact we're using a really large volume, and we've got a decent sized diameter filter, that cuts the amount of noise and our measured amount down substantially. So remember, for you guys the problem was you had a relatively small volume of air, you had a small filter mass, and as a result you had a large error in terms of the mass collected. They get round it by this approach here. So the high vol samplers come in all sorts of shapes and sizes. This is just a typical one, so you can see it's a decent sized sort of unit. Something basically like a vacuum cleaner on the inside of it. It uses a cascade impactor at the front end to select the appropriate particle fraction which is going to go through to be collected gravimetrically. So a cascade impactor is looking like this. We've got various stages on the inside of the impactor. The stages then will be able to slow down and stop particles which have the appropriate momentum. The stages often are Teflon, and the particles then will be sticking to the stage. The stage then is re-weighed. So it's weighed before, it's weighed after, and you're then able to determine which particular size range that you're looking at. So they simply use one of these things as a feeder before the high-volume sampler so that they end up sampling PM10 particles or PM2.5 particles. Advantage with the cascade impactor when it's used to actually collect different fractions, which is just the different stages that you would weigh. This can be quite a small, compact unit. It's sampling a much lower volume, so you can use a much smaller pump. So there's a picture of one of these things, and you can see there's a little tag that's used to stick it onto somebody's coat pocket or something like that, so they're not large. And you can see the different stages in here that would be pulled out and weighed on the analytical balance. There's a picture of one in use. So the guy's now got it stuck onto his work coat, and there's your little pump down here that's pulling air through. So this would be battery operated, not particularly heavy.